Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 65 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Donald Trump's lawyers announced to the court they've finished their case without the former president taking the witness stand in his New York hush money criminal trial. Closing arguments expected a week from today. President Biden hits the road today with a major announcement about veterans' health care. In Washington, ABC's Karen Travers.
This care is possible through the PACT Act, which the president signed into law in the summer of 2022. According to the White House, more than 5.4 million veterans have received free screening from the VA for toxic exposures, and the department has delivered more than $5.7 million in benefits to veterans and their survivors.
Thousands have turned out in the northwest city of Tabriz for the first funeral ceremony for Iran's president, killed in a helicopter crash over the weekend. Rudy Giuliani is in an Arizona courtroom today facing charges in the state's fake electors case from the 2020 election. 17 others are also charged. This is ABC News. Rideshare drivers from Los Angeles are now in San Francisco demanding employee protections.
The group is calling on the state Supreme Court to toss out Proposition 22, which allows rideshare companies to classify drivers as independent contractors. Food delivery driver Jorge Vargas says he's currently not paid enough to idle between deliveries.
When I'm not on an active delivery, then who's covering me? Who's helping me pay my insurance? Who's helping me pay my gas?
California Supreme Court is set to hear legal arguments on Prop 22 this afternoon. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Graceland may be up for sale.
Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
A foreclosure notice says Elvis Presley's famed home will be auctioned off Thursday. It's based on a lien from an unpaid loan, apparently taken out by Presley's daughter, Lisa Marie, who died last year. But Presley's granddaughter says the loan documents are fake. She's asking a court to stop the sale. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Colloy Contracting, BL Signs, ET Foods, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's 65 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for humid and turning breezy conditions, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some may become severe this afternoon with highs in the low 70s. Southeast winds to southerly 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, storms, some could be severe, ending by late evening, then variably cloudy and breezy with a low of 54. And tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy and much less humid with a high of 72. In Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 65 degrees.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Their cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call them at 739-4440. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It is a rainy 65 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Richland County Emergency Management has issued an advisory for severe weather today. It says that the storm has been upgraded from 3 out of 5 to a 4 out of 5. We can expect severe storms with damaging wind, hail, and a tornado threat. Locally, heavy rain also is expected. Some morning storms could be strong, but the highest risk of severe weather will be between 3 this afternoon and 9 tonight. Damage from hail to property and homes is possible. Winds could lead to tree damage and down power lines. Localized flooding is possible with rises in some rivers and streams. Stay weather aware and have a plan. Stay tuned to WRCO and WRCE to stay informed throughout the day. Be prepared to take shelter immediately if warnings are issued. With the several storms of rain that have gone through, we so far have received 3/4 of an inch of rain here at the WRCO studios. And with the drizzly weather, we have several weather announcements. Tonight's Men's Golf League at Quail Run will not be held. Riverdale versus Seneca Baseball and Riverdale at Boscobel softball games have been canceled. The softball game will be made up Wednesday at 3:30. All after-school activities in the Richland District are canceled, including Sting Night. The Viroqua at River Valley softball game has been moved to Wednesday night at 5. Potosi, Cassville at Highland softball has been moved to Wednesday at 5. However, Mineral Point at Dodgeville baseball will be played today at 3. It's now been 3 months since Elijah Vu went missing. The Amber Alert issued for the 3-year-old Two Rivers boy on February 20th is still active. Two Rivers police say tips still come in every day in connection to the toddler's disappearance, and they follow up on every one of them. Investigators say they believe Elijah is in Manitowoc County based on the video evidence they've reviewed. The boy's mother, Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, remain jailed on child neglect charges and are awaiting trial. A state lawmaker continues to push for creation of a task force on missing and murdered Black women and girls in Wisconsin. Representative Sheila Stubbs joined other lawmakers, family members of victims, and advocates at the Capitol last week. The Madison Democrat wants action from Democratic Attorney General Josh Call. A bill to create the task force passed the Assembly, but never received a vote in the Senate. Stubbs said that while the AG is supportive of the bill, he has not created the task force and is asking for the legislature to act. Stubbs said she doesn't want to wait another 6 months. A statement from Call's office said the Wisconsin Department of Justice agrees that action is needed to address this important issue, and the agency remains committed to continuing to have discussions about obtaining adequate resources for task force. The proposed task force would be similar to the DOJ task force on missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. New vaccination requirements for children in Wisconsin schools and child care centers. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced updates that include a requirement for meningitis vaccination and that chickenpox infection must be documented by a qualified medical professional. There is no change to existing exemption options for medical, religious, or philosophical reasons. These changes align with longstanding childhood vaccine recommendations made by a CDC advisory committee. The new requirements were initially implemented in February but paused in early March when some were suspended by the legislature's Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules. That suspension expired at the end of the legislative session on April 15th, making the requirements now fully in effect. Bird flu has infected dairy herds in other parts of the country, but so far not Wisconsin. Experts are worried now that one man in Texas was infected. Andrew Pekaz is with Johns Hopkins University.
Given that dairy farms have a large number of people who can come in contact with infected cows, there is an increased chance of the H5N1 virus also directly infecting humans.
The risk of humans getting bird flu is still quite low, but Megan Davis with Johns Hopkins University recommends sticking with pasteurized dairy products.
Raw milk and raw milk products may not undergo the same processes to inactivate the virus, and so I have very large concerns about the safety of raw milk.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently announced it's paying affected dairy farms to help contain the virus. The Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions announced Governor Tony Evers proclaimed May 29th as 529 College Savings Plan Day in Wisconsin. The proclamation aligns with National 529 Day and encourages students and families to learn how saving with a 529 College Savings Plan can help fund a variety of higher education and career training pathways. The Wisconsin 529 College Savings Program offers two savings plans, Edvest 529, a direct sold plan, and Tomorrow's Scholar, available through financial advisors and fee-only planners, which are nationally recognized for affordable, easy, and effective ways to save for higher education. The program has helped transform the lives of tens of thousands of students and families across Wisconsin who have received its benefits, which include tax-deductible contributions and tax-deferred growth. Money saved in a 529 college savings plan can be used at any accredited public or private university, college, technical college, community college, or professional school nationwide, and many abroad. Wisconsin taxpayers may also use funds saved to pay for apprenticeship programs registered and certified with the U.S. Secretary of Labor, pay down student loan debt, and pay for K-12 tuition expenses at a public, private, or religious school. Earnings in a 529 college savings plan grow tax-deferred, and any distributions from the plan are free from state and federal taxes when used to pay for qualified education expenses, including tuition and fees, certain housing and food expenses, books, laptops, supplies, and more. In celebration of 529 College Savings Plan Day, Edvest 529 is offering a $50 or $100 bonus deposit incentive to individuals who open a new Edvest 529 account between today and May 31st at edvest.com/summer24. To receive the $50 bonus deposit, an account must be opened during the offer time with a deposit of $250 or more, with recurring contributions totaling $50 or more per month until November 30th. To receive the $100 bonus deposit, an account must be opened during the offer time with a deposit of $500 or more, with recurring distributions totaling $50 or more per month until November 30th. Visit edvest.com/summer24 for terms and conditions, and register for an upcoming webinar or schedule a one-on-one appointment with a college savings specialist at edvest.com/appointments. Amtrak's new Borealis route from the Twin Cities to Chicago started rolling today with 8 stops in Wisconsin. It's the second daily round-trip passenger train on the route, doubling passenger train service across the state. One-way tickets start at $41 with discounts for some groups. The newest prosecutor in the Wisconsin Attorney General's office is funded by a foundation fighting climate change. The Journal Sentinel reports Karen Heineman's $90,000 salary is covered by the State Energy and Environmental Impact Center at New York University Law School. It was set up to fight efforts to roll back environmental protections under the law. Donald Trump's popularity is slipping among most voter groups in Wisconsin. That's according to the Journal Sentinel's analysis of 4 years of polling data. It shows Trump has lost some Republicans and rural men, but now he's doing better with voters of color and rural women. Groups like suburban women, college graduates, and young voters view Trump even more dimly now than they did 4 years ago. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has confirmed the emergence of cicadas in Wisconsin. A resident of Lake Geneva has sent photos of newly emerged cicadas taken on Friday. The DNR confirmed that these insects are indeed brood 8 cicadas. Periodical cicadas are found in the eastern half of the United States and nowhere else. There are 7 species, 4 of which have 13-year life cycles and 3 that have 17-year cycles. Of those, there are 15 broods or year classes. The 17-year brood 8 is the only one known to emerge in Wisconsin, though only in the southernmost counties. However, other parts of the Midwest, like Illinois and even further south, will see the emergence of both brood 8 and the 13-year brood 19. This will be the first time these two broods have emerged in the same year since 1803, 221 years ago. Cicadas' deafening mating calls can be annoying. After they mate, their carcasses can become a nuisance as they litter the ground. The insects do not bite or sting. In fact, many people cook and eat cicadas. Some even call them tree shrimp. When cicadas emerge, they emerge in mass. Densities of tens to hundreds of thousands of cicadas per acre can be common. The noisy insects remain active for 4 to 6 weeks after emerging, feeding by sucking plant fluids from a wide variety of deciduous plants and shrubs. This feeding generally does not injure mature plants that are otherwise healthy. The insects are expected to keep emerging in southern Wisconsin into June and will not appear again in the state until 2041. Individuals who spot cicadas on their property or public lands are encouraged to report the sighting on the Cicada Safari app to help track the co-emergence of broods 8 and 19. For more information, visit the University of Wisconsin-Madison's periodical Cicadas in Wisconsin webpage. It's 65 rainy degrees in Richland Center at 1218, and it's another good year for the Ithaca FFA. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon. Helping you build a better life.
WCCU Credit Union feels so right. In a world with so many things being the same, it's kind of fun to find something different. At WCCU Credit Union, we are striving to be that different kind of financial, a place that offers you the best of both worlds. Whether you want to do business in person or online, we have local people you know and trust, along with secure and robust online banking. Also, we have some awesome rates on savings, loans, and checking, too. For more information or to compare our rates, stop on in to any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. All deposits are federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Check out the savings at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing with cash back available. There are special offers on hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all kinds, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
It's currently a rainy 65 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:20. In 2023, Talina Sprecher became the first Ithaca FFA member since 1967 to earn her Wisconsin State FFA degree. This year, three more Ithaca members followed her lead and submitted their applications for state FFA degree. Josie Lau, Violet Dilley, and Logan Anderson will all walk across the stage at the 95th Wisconsin FFA Convention and receive their state degrees. To receive a state degree, a member must complete at least 360 hours of agriculture education, have at least 24 months of FFA membership at the time of application, have received the Greenland and Chapter FFA degrees, have earned and productively invested $1,500 or worked 1,000 hours in a supervised agricultural experience, participated in at least 5 different FFA activities above the chapter level, participated in the planning and completion of the chapter program of activities, must list at least 6 skills or competencies gained through their supervised agricultural experience, performed at least 2 different public speeches related to agriculture, with each being at least 5 minutes in length, must demonstrate 10 parliamentary procedure activities, must have served in at least 4 leadership positions or events, and have participated in at least 25 additional unduplicated hours of community service activities within at least 2 different community service activities. The Ithaca FFA chapter is the oldest FFA chapter in the state. It is 66 members strong and includes a middle school and high school chapter. The organization is led by advisor Melissa Sprecher. Kicking off Tourism Week in Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers joined Department of Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers Monday at Rooted in Red Cranberry Farm in Wood County. Evers says it's an example of two of the state's biggest industries working together. Sayers says the egg tourism industry is another way that Wisconsin can tell its story. In addition to the farm located near Wisconsin Rapids, Evers and Sayers Monday also visited a pair of businesses in Bayfield on Monday. The Thoma VA Medical Center will hold a Memorial Day ceremony and outreach event on Thursday from 10 until noon. All veterans and the general public are invited to attend the ceremony and event, which will take place on the steps of the Medical Center's Building 400. Those that attend can also honor and remember deceased loved ones by placing their loved one's name on a leaf to hang on the Memorial Day tree. Informational tables will also be available at which attendees can learn about resources, potential new benefits under the Historic PACT Act, and VA care. With the unofficial start to summer this weekend, Clean Lakes Alliance will kick off its 11th season of monitoring the Greater Madison Lakes. Starting Thursday, lake users will once again have more information about how to find the best spots when planning their visits. Water quality volunteer monitors will dip in their turbidity tubes to measure clarity for the first time this season and upload their data to the free Lake Forecast app. Each volunteer water quality monitor takes temperature readings as well as water clarity measurements. Additionally, monitors upload any visual water issues that may be observed at their monitored site. Lake Forecast also includes beach closure notifications posted by Public Health Madison and Dane County and Wisconsin State Parks. Lake users looking for this data can go to lakeforecast.org or download the free app in both the Apple and Android app stores. Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial start to camping season. Campsites at Wisconsin State Parks are filling up fast. Spots are reserved as much as 11 months in advance. The Department of Natural Resources says some of the best sites at the most popular state parks are already booked all summer. The annual Click It or Ticket campaign is back. Law enforcement agencies across Wisconsin, including the Wisconsin State Patrol, are stepping up patrols for the annual Click It or Ticket seatbelt enforcement campaign. The campaign coincides with the Memorial Day holiday weekend, which is the first long holiday weekend of summer. The roads are especially busy during the season, so officers will be out encouraging motorists to wear their seatbelts. The National Click It or Ticket campaign runs from May 20th to June 2nd. State law requires all drivers and passengers to wear a seatbelt when traveling in Wisconsin. Children must also be in the proper child safety seat for their age and size. Penalties are higher for transporting unrestrained children, and passengers can also be cited. The goal of Click It or Ticket is not simply to issue citations, but to educate the community on the life-saving benefits of wearing a seatbelt. A 2023 survey found that 8% of Wisconsin motorists still do not wear seatbelts. In addition to Click It or Ticket, WisDOT's Buckle Up, Phone Down campaign encourages drivers and passengers to be aware of the dangers of not wearing a seatbelt throughout the year. Take the Buckle Up, Phone Down pledge at wisconsindot.gov/BUPD. Join as an individual, community, group, or business and commit to traffic safety on every trip. The University of Wisconsin-Madison will be hosting a basic hazard analysis critical control points for meat and poultry establishments short course May 29th and 30th at the University of Wisconsin-Madison Meat Science and Animal Biologics Discovery Building. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection will be providing tuition reimbursement for qualifying participants that reside in Wisconsin through the Meat Talent Development Program, a $5 million program created by Governor Evers. The training will discuss HACCP principles and the development and implementation of HACCP plans and programs, including new U.S. Department of Agriculture and Food Safety Inspection Service regulations for meat and poultry establishments. The course will include topic presentations, provide a hands-on opportunity to develop HACCP program components, and satisfy the training requirements specified in the 1996 Pathogen Reduction HACCP regulation. Participants that complete the training will receive a certificate of completion, and their name will be added to a registry of HACCP trained individuals that is maintained by the International Meat and Poultry HACCP Alliance. The training allows for up to 60 participants. Registration will remain open until the course is filled. Find additional information and register at meatsciences.cals.wisc.edu/event/2024-course-offerings. Participants that reside in Wisconsin can request tuition reimbursement through DATCAP's Meat Talent Development Program during check-in at the event. Tuition reimbursement is limited to 3 participants per meat establishment. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to make small tweaks to their daily routines to improve the state's air quality this Clean Air Month. The average adult breathes about 20,000 times each day, and the quality of the air we breathe is influenced by decisions about how we each work, travel, play, and maintain our homes. Making a few lifestyle choices may seem small, but even minor changes to energy use, consumption, and waste habits can add up and positively impact air quality. Here are some simple things you can do to improve air quality in your area. Travel wisely. Vehicle emissions are one of the largest sources of ozone-forming pollutants. Replacing even one trip to work or the coffee shop a week with a walk or bike ride can add up. Regularly service vehicles and remove junk in the trunk. A properly working engine and inflated tires improve fuel efficiency, whereas mileage drops by roughly 4% for every 100 pounds of cargo a vehicle carries. Consider your home and yard. Use energy-efficient appliances and lighting. To help get started, explore home energy and efficiency grant and rebate programs. Use window shades to block sunlight and help lower the energy, and use of cost of air conditioning this spring and summer. Keep your lawnmower blade sharp and mow during the evening hours. Don't burn lawn clippings, yard waste, or trash. Compost or recycle instead. Recreate responsibly. Grill without a guilty conscience using an electric grill, sustainably harvested charcoal, or a charcoal chimney instead of lighter fluid, which can cause the release of carbon monoxide, particulate matter, and soot. Enjoy a day on the water or trails in more sustainable ways of embracing silent sports, such as kayaking, canoeing, sailing, hiking, or biking. These changes don't have to stop when Clean Air Month ends. For more ways to save, visit the DNR's Do a Little, Save a Lot webpage for seasonal suggestions and tips to help reduce the impact on air quality year-round. The Clean Air Month webpage also has resources and links to Wisconsin air quality reports and trends. It's 65 rainy degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock. Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Spring is here, and Colloy Contracting is looking to take care of the unwanted brush on your property. Jake has the equipment, the experience, and the expertise to get your property back into tip-top shape. Colloy Contracting will bring in the heavy-hitting brush cutter to remove the invasive brush and spray those areas to ensure that your property will stay free and clear for years to come. Call Jake today at 608-604-6396. And remember, there is no job too big and no brush too tall. Colloy Contracting, 604-6396.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
WRCO News Time is 28 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Tuesday, May 21st. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jacob Carl Jake Lynn Scheid, 80 of Muscadet, died May 11th at Edenbrook in Platteville. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The family requests people wear a shirt from their favorite sports team to the service. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Jake Lynn Scheid is survived by his wife, Beth, two children, Kelly and Dale Manning of Plymouth, and Jay and Stacy Lynn Scheid of Reedsburg, four grandchildren, a brother, Jerry Lynn Scheid of Richland Center, a sister, Susan and Gordon Kremer of Cassville, two sisters-in-law, Mary and John Franklin and Nancy Powell, all of Monona, a brother-in-law, Terry and Chris Powell of Des Moines, Iowa, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Jacob Carl, Jake Lynn Scheid, 80 of Muscadet. Edward L. McLaren, 61 of Soldiers Grove, died Wednesday at Vernon Memorial Healthcare. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 1 until the time of service at 2. The family requests memorials be directed to the family for funeral expenses. Ed McLaren is survived by his life partner, Joy Deal of Soldiers Grove, two children, Robert Lee and Kiri McLaren of Iowa, and Barbara Jean McLaren of Soldiers Grove. Seven grandchildren, a brother, Perry McLaren of Iowa, a sister, Deborah Hedberg of Soldiers Grove, and many other relatives and friends. Edward L. McLaren, 61, of Soldiers Grove. Robert Bob Byrd Jr., 67, of Hillsborough, died Thursday after a battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 4 to 8 with a time of remembrance, fellowship, and a shared meal at 6 at the Field Veterans Memorial Park in Hillsborough. Memorials may be made to the Robert E. Byrd Jr. Memorial Scholarship Fund. Bob Byrd is survived by his wife, Ann, daughter, Stephanie and Jacob Byrd, two granddaughters, his sister, Stella and Kevin Walker, a niece and nephew, great nieces and nephews, several cousins and special friends. Robert Bob Byrd Jr., 67, of Hillsborough. Russell William Rylander, Jr., 63, of Belleville, died Thursday at home following a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Russell Rylander is survived by his wife, Linda, mother-in-law, Joanne McCauley, brothers and sisters-in-law, Vicki McCauley, Dan and Midge McCauley, Brad and Ginger McCauley, Connie and Dale McGinnis, Dennis Jennings, and Kathleen Jennings. Two stepchildren, Stephanie and Todd Williams, and Frederick Thomas Hewitt IV. A granddaughter, special aunts and uncles, Richard and Kathy Ewers, and Patricia Pat Dutt. Friend, Augusta, Gus Westfall, many nieces, nephews, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Russell William Rylander, Jr., 63, of Belleville. Constance Ann Stoltz, 92, of Richland Center, died Friday at Harvest Guest Home. A celebration of life will be held Monday, June 3rd at 4 o'clock at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Monday, June 3rd, from 2 until the time of service at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family. Constance Stoltz is survived by seven children, Jim and Shirley Stoltz, Jean Hilton, Tom Stoltz, Dan Stoltz, Tim and Renee Stoltz, Mary Strasser, and Amy and Jerry McGinn. A sister, Leone, a brother, Leon, several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and friends. Constance Ann Stoltz, 92, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Reagan Marino and Dalton Hagenston had a son, Harvey John.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Nathan's Angus Beef Franks, 11-ounce package, $3.75. Red Hot Burgers, 32 ounces, 6-count box, $5. Old Wisconsin Natural Case Hot Dogs, 18-ounce package, $7.75. Bockler's Brats, $4 a pound. Dr. Pepper Products, 6 16-ounce bottles, $4.25. Check out the cheese and produce while you're here. At the Bag Center, Farmer's Special, 30-inch bale wrap, including Sunfilm Gold, $96, with a total of 8 different kinds to choose from. We also carry egg bags and bunker covers. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Ernie and Lisa Faga and Kevin and Danielle Bassett. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Tuesday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, it's definitely a day that you should pay attention to the latest forecast and keep an eye on the radar and keep an eye on the skies as multiple waves of showers and thunderstorms will move through. The strongest will probably be this evening between about 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. A pretty intense squall line is going to roll through as a cold front slides across the humid air in place. There's lots of wind energy available with this system, so high winds over 70 miles an hour, a few tornadoes, which could be on the strong side, and large hail, all are possible, of course, in addition to torrential rainfall and lightning. So be prepared to move indoors when that comes through. Once that moves away, we should have a brighter Wednesday shaping up, but still rather breezy. Thursday looks like a great day to get outside with warm temperatures and plenty of sun. Then the next front is expected to roll in by Friday with some more rain across the area. So the rest of today looks humid when turning breezy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, some could become heavy or severe later in the afternoon. High temperatures ranging from the low 70s in the northern part of the area to the upper 70s to the south, wind southeast to south at 10 to 20. Tonight's storms, possibly severe, ending by late evening, then variably cloudy and breezy, low at 54. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and much less humid, high near 72, westerly wind at 15 to 25. Thursday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer, low 49 degrees, high near 79. Heading into Friday, cloudy with periods of rain and thunderstorms much of the day, low at 54, high near 73. And Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and a touch cooler, low 49, high 68. Sunday, partly sunny and mild, high 71. And Monday, mostly cloudy with a small chance of showers. High temperature, about 68 degrees. You enjoy the rest of your day out there and be careful. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a rainy 65 degrees in Richland Center. After high yesterday of 73, our low this morning was 60. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 65. The record high for this date set in 1975 is 93. The record low 27 was set in 1957. Last year's high was 79 with a low of 43. Sunset tonight will be at 8:25 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:31. Currently in Richland Center, we have west winds at 7 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.74, and we have received just over an inch of rain so far today, 1 6/100 inches of rain. Again, it is a raining 65 degrees, and due to our wet weather, we have some weather announcements to pass on. Tonight's Men's Golf League at Quail Run will not be held. Riverdale versus Seneca baseball and Riverdale basketball softball games have both been canceled. The softball game will be made up Wednesday at 3:30. All after-school activities in the Richland District are canceled, including Sting Night. The Viroqua at River Valley softball game has been moved to Wednesday night at 5. Potosi-Cassville at Highland softball has been moved to Wednesday at 5. However, the Mineral Point at Dodgeville baseball will be played today at 3.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A new tool for more precise fertilizer applications today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A new app allows farmers to make more informed decisions about fertilizer use. The Fertilizer Recommendation Support Tool is designed to make soil test data more transparent and soil testing more user-friendly overall. Nathan Slayton, a professor at the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture, was part of the team that developed the app.
What we have noticed, and not just recently, but this has been a problem for years, is that states that basically share the same weather patterns, the same soils, the same production systems, often have different fertilizer recommendations. And that's even if they're using the same soil test methods.
Slayton says the app can help farmers be better environmental stewards as well.
One of the major problems from an environmental standpoint is putting nutrients out where they don't belong. So if we can think back to the 4R mentality, right nutrients, right source, right place, figuring out whether or not the crop is going to respond to fertilization is extremely important for responsible nutrient management.
Learn more at soiltestfrst.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
More investment in export markets. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Farmers for Soil Health, in partnership with the Conservation Information Technology Center, is offering financial incentives to Wisconsin producers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has announced USDA is awarding $300 million to help build demand for food and farm exports in high-potential international markets. Virginia Houston is Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Soybean Association. She says the allocation was needed in an increasingly volatile global trading environment.
Market access and trade promotion programs are critical to the success of U.S. soy in our global export markets, and we're excited for this first tranche of funding.
Houston tells Brownfield ASA was particularly pleased the agency dedicated $25 million for trade expansion in Africa. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says so far he likes what he sees in House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson's farm bill text.
I'm reviewing that, not through it yet, but I can tell you about one of my priorities that was included. The executive branch would need to get congressional approval before tapping into the Commodity Credit Corporation.
Grassley says his USDA Spending Accountability Act would help return the power of the purse to Congress. The Iowa Republican says the farm bill should prevent the CCC from being a slush fund.
President Biden has used it to fund climate projects and especially trade programs, although neither of these examples went through the legislative process.
Grassley says the CCC reform isn't currently included in the Senate's Farm Bill framework released by Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow. A member of the Senate Ag Committee says lawmakers have a lot of work to do before a new farm bill is signed into law. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas says the Senate framework does not provide enough attention to crop insurance.
My priorities remain crop insurance, and crop insurance. And then we want to talk a little bit about the Title I funding, that we shouldn't make a farmer choose between the two of those.
Marshall spoke to Brownfield at a groundbreaking ceremony at K-State University Friday. An ag meteorologist says don't expect a week-long stretch of dry weather for planting until the end of May or early June. Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated says a ridge of high pressure will develop over the next week, which could lower the chances of rain, but until then,
we will still come up with 1 to 2 inches of rain easily across the western Corn Belt, west of the Mississippi River, and out into a part of the plains. There will be pockets that are going to be in the 2 to 3, even maybe 3 to 3.5 inch range.
Lerner says heavier rains are expected from the Missouri Ozarks up into Minnesota, and there are pockets of the Midwest that won't have as heavy of rainfall. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Burnham Lumber Company salutes beef farmers during May Beef Month with big savings. Save 6% on all Microfont energy-free and energy-efficient waterers and accessories. Plus, get an additional $40 to $110 back in rebates on each qualifying Mirafont waterer purchased. May is also a great time to save on treated bunks. During May Beef Month, take $25 off any treated feed bunk or treated silage bunk, and take $15 off any treated calf bunk. Contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today and save, save, save during May Beef Month.
Another sluggish start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains typically quiet. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established for the week. Show lists are mixed, higher in Kansas, somewhat lower in Nebraska, and lower in Texas. Significant trade volume could hold out until the last part of the week, especially with the cattle on feed numbers coming out Friday. Box beef is higher at midday on good demand for solid offerings. Choice up $1.17 at $313.87. Select is $2.68 higher at $302.03. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, compared to last week, feeder steers range from $4 lower to $10 higher. Feeder heifers were $6 to $12 higher. The USDA says supply was heavy with very good demand. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 600 to 649 pounds, brought $272 to $302. Feeder steers, 802 to 843 pounds, brought $238 to $252. Medium and large one-feeder heifer, 600 to 647 pounds, brought $241 to $265. Cash hogs had no comparison at midday with small negotiated purchases. Processors haven't had to work too hard to move needed numbers, even with this stronger slaughter pace, which is actually running about a half a percent above year-ago levels. Demand remains a bright spot for U.S. pork. It's a hot commodity on the global market, and with summer grilling season nearly here, there's been an uptick in domestic demand. Both are largely supportive to prices. The availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights are two areas the industry continues to monitor. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $84.50 to $90 and a weighted average of $88.49. The Western Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average of $88.55. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $50. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $35 to $47. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $61. And pork values were lower at midday, down 99 cents at $100.78. Loins were sharply lower, Picnics, bellies, ribs, hams, and butts were hired to sharply higher. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Wisconsin farmers are leading the way in soil health. By adding cover crops, farmers are demonstrating their commitment to the land, water, community, and helping their bottom line. Talk about being best in the field. This year, the Farmers for Soil Health program, in partnership with the Conservation Technology Information Center, is offering 3 years of financial incentives to Wisconsin producers who adopt cover crops. Join the soil health movement and enroll in a program that's built by farmers for farmers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Cattle futures are higher, hogs, corn, and soybeans are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans are seeing a correction while still monitoring planting delays in the Midwest and Plains. Just over half of the U.S. soybean crops planted, that is slightly ahead of average, but more delays are likely this week in parts of the Midwest and Plains. July beans are down 14 and 3 quarters at 12.33 and a quarter. August is 11 and 3 quarters lower at 12.31 and a quarter. July bean meal's down $2.30 at $3.71.80. July soybean oil 70 points lower at $45.61. Corn's down on profit-taking. 70% of the crops planted a little bit behind normal with more rain in the forecast for the Corn Belt. That could push a significant amount of planting past the ideal window. July's down 4 and 3 quarters at 455 and 3 quarters. September corn's 4 and 3 quarters lower at 466 and a quarter. And wheat's consolidating while still watching those U.S. and world weather issues. Parts of the U.S. Plains and the Black Sea region remain dry while portions of Western Europe are too wet. July Chicago's up 5.5 at 694 and a quarter. July Kansas City's 3.25 higher at 7. July Minneapolis is down 2.25 at 737. Spring wheat planting and emergence are ahead of average. Live and feeder cattle are up, with box beef higher at midday, getting ready for direct business. Asking prices have surfaced at 188 to 190 live. June live's up 117 at 182.65. August is $1.45 higher at 180. August feeders are up 130 at 259.77. And hogs are pressured by technical selling and the lower midday move in pork. June lean's down 52 at 96.40. The July contract is 67 cents lower at 99.27. Pretty quiet day for the cash hog markets. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Wisconsin farmers are leading the way in soil health. By adding cover crops, farmers are demonstrating their commitment to the land, water, community, and helping their bottom line. Talk about being best in the field. This year, the Farmers for Soil Health program, in partnership with the Conservation Technology Information Center, is offering 3 years of financial incentives to Wisconsin producers who adopt cover crops. Join the soil health movement and enroll in a program that's built by farmers for farmers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Medicine. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Eating a more well-rounded and balanced diet can improve our health. Dr. Ashley Johnson, Director of Food Policy for the National Pork Producers Council, says food can really act as medicine.
you can see somebody's health completely drastically change by what they're putting in their bodies. And a great story is pork. Pork has a lot of, lean cuts and is incredibly nutritious when it comes to protein and how we nourish our body. And so what's also great with that, it's also affordable. I think a big challenge sometimes is that eating quote unquote healthy or something like that is also sometimes more costly. And pork needs to be really highlighted because it can kind of fit both of those roles. It fits the healthy aspect and providing nutrition, but it's also something that, families can go to the store and be able to afford and feed their families with.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. This Friday and Saturday, Walsh's in Richland Center and Muscadet is having a Memorial Day sale on the Traeger Ironwood 885 wood pellet Wi-Fi grill and smoker. Regular $14.99, on sale for $12.99. Also, buy three grilling season shakers, get one free. Also, many pool and pool accessories are on sale. And Saturday,